Today is Friday the 29th of November, in the 34th week of Ordinary Time.
Of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the sinner's way, or sit in the seat of the mocker.
Blessed is the sons of Korah sing Psalm 1. As I sit here, or stand here now, trying to pray, I try and let everything around me, all distractions, melt away and turn all of my attention to God.
That man for his delight is in the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man, that man he meditates on the word both day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the streams, which yields its fruit in a season. And whatever he does will prosper, all that he does succeeds. His leaf shall not wither. Not so the wicked. They will be like chaff. Let the wind go away, away. The wind will go away. Therefore the wicked judgment will not stand, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For God watches over the way of godly men, but the way of the wicked, their way will
today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus told a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
Jesus uses the world around him to try and express what it is he's trying to say. Sometimes he did this through parables, but sometimes he does it by simply looking at the things around him as an illustration of the way the world works. Think about the world around you. Can you look at it in this way? Does the world around you help you understand the world and the universe as they really are? Jesus describes the kingdom of God as being very close. The kingdom of God means people living in God's way, forgiving and loving and helping and serving. That kingdom is already around us, but very often it is hidden. What are the things that hide God's kingdom from your eyes? As the passage is read again, hear Jesus speaking these words to you now, not just to his followers then.
Jesus told a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
At the end comes the marvellous prediction that heaven and earth will die, but my words will never die. 21 centuries on, Jesus' words are as alive as ever. Ask Jesus to be your leader in your daily life now.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.